I was always taught that when you show up to a party, to never come empty-handed. Well, things got away from me, and the next thing I knew, I was at my friend's birthday party without a single thing to give them. I felt bad and didn't want to seem like an ungrateful guest. He was hosting the party at his apartment and was being a really kind host to everyone. There's plenty to drink and eat, and he had music going, and overall, he was in no slump. We've been friends for years, so I waited until things were slower and pulled him aside. I gently admitted I hadn't bought a gift because, well, I forgot. He was quick to try to calm my worries, being such a good host, saying it wasn't a big deal, but I hushed him. I told him that he was a very valuable friend to me, and I wanted to offer him something. I told him that at the end of the night, I'd suck his cock exactly how he liked it. Naturally, he was a bit surprised at first, but when he saw that I was serious, he decided to agree to it. The rest of the party, I kept feeling his eyes on me. And when we'd meet gazes, he'd smile. Knowing what was coming. I stayed late, helped him clean up, until finally the last person had left. It was crazy early in the morning, closer to dawn than midnight, but neither of us were the least bit tired. He told me I could back out if I wanted to, but there was no one I was going to chicken out now. I had to see where this was going. We went to his bedroom and I kneeled in front of him. As he sat on the edge of the bed, he said it felt weird and asked if he could kiss me first. I mean, I've messed around with a lot of my friends and even roommates before, but I'd never done anything with him. I agreed, and so I sat beside him. And he held me, and he kissed me, deepening the kiss until I parted my lip for him, and he sank his tongue into my mouth. His hand skimmed my hips, pulling on my shirt. His fingers were warm on the slip of my exposed skin, and suddenly my heart was in my throat. And he was between my legs. We parted just far enough to breathe. I think I want more than just a blowjob, he said, looking into my eyes. The heat in his gaze was so fucking hot, I couldn't have turned him down if I tried. I kicked off my heels and scooted back on his bed, slipping my panties off from beneath my skirt and tossing them to the floor. He climbed over me, kissing me and grinding our bodies together, but I felt too horny for his teasing. I grabbed the waistband of his jeans and started to undo the button. He caught my wrists, and he pinned them to the bed to kiss me a few more times before he grabbed my skirt and yanked it up. He buried his face between my big breasts as he unhooked my bra. Next thing I knew, he was wiggling my skirt off. I was completely naked in his bed. Thought it was unfair that I was bare and he was not, so I pulled his shirt off and ran my hands up and down his chest and stomach. And finally, I got to unzip his pants. And when his cock popped out, I gasped. I had not expected him to be that big. He grinned at my reaction before pressing the head of his cock to my cunt, teasing me with just a hint of pressure. Please, I stuttered. How was I begging for him? He pushed into me his giant cock, filling me to the absolute brim. The stretch was incredible, and all I could do at that time was moan his name. The way his hips moved against mine was like magic. Stars crossed my vision as he pounded into me, his hips growing in speed until he was fucking me like he was trying to breed me. I held on to him, moaning as my big tits jiggled in his face. I threw my head back as I came, crying out loud enough to wake everyone on his floor. He pumped into me one last time as he came, filling me up with his hot seed. He pulled out and his cum slipped out of me onto the bed. I felt like such a dirty slut, dripping his cum. But I know it was the best present he got all night.